Vernal Equinox, Wings in the Sky. In this room, you are going to witness the spectacular flow of migratory birds that happens in Caballeros Park around March 21st. This date marks the vernal equinox and consequently the change of seasons, leaving behind the cold winter. This is the time of year when the park's skies are filled with thousands of birds that set out for different routes depending on where their breeding grounds and wintering areas are. Summer nesting birds, coming from sub-Saharan Africa, overwintering birds returning now to Northern Europe, and birds of passage heading to other destination areas will meet in Caballeros Park during the next weeks. During these days, the shouting of these large flocks of birds will be heard in every corner of Caballeros Park. Let's see now in detail which these birds are. Look at the left panel. First, you'll be able to see a group of overwintering birds and their migratory routes on a map. These species, such as the crane, the lapwing, the golden plover, the hedge sparrow and the thrush, have just spent the winter in Caballeros Park, avoiding the cold of their places of birth in Central and Northern Europe. From this moment on, they'll begin their journey back to those areas in order to breed. In the fall, when their new chicks are already able to fly by themselves, they'll come back together to the park. Get closer to the panel and discover which of the most representative overwintering birds are and which main routes they take. In this same panel, a little bit further, we find the birds of passage in the park and a map that also explains their routes. Do you know why they are called birds of passage? It is easy to guess. They are birds that usually don't live in this park, which are now in the migration phase. These birds use Caballeros' territory as a resting point in order to feed until they reach their final destinations. Caballeros Park's strategic position for these birds' routes and the attraction that offers its natural environment for these birds to get their strength back makes this area a basic place for their survival. Some of them, such as the common chiffchaffs, the redstart, the lark, and the whinchat are shown in this panel. You can see on the map in detail the routes they take during these journeys. Look now at the right panel, where you can see a third group of migratory birds in Caballeros Park. They are the summer nesting birds. Coming from sub-Saharan Africa, they now start to come to Caballeros Park after spending the winter there. During the next weeks, the mating season will begin. Those without a partner will try to find one, and all of them will raise their chicks here until they are ready to begin their journey back to Africa next fall. Some of these birds, such as the white stork and the swallows, will be familiar to you. Others, such as the black stork, the lesser kestrel, the red-necked nightjar, or the Eurasian golden oriole may not be. Get closer to the panel to get to know them better. You will see each one in detail and the route they take each year during their migrations. If you want to know more about Cabañeros Park's migratory birds, get closer to the interactive that is in the middle of the room and enjoy the activities that we suggest. With the interactive Birds Migration, you'll learn many things about seven migratory birds' routes, such as the booted eagle, the short-toed snake eagle, the ratchet, and the white stork, as summer birds from Africa. The crane and the red kite as overwintering birds from Northern Europe, and the black vulture as a permanent resident in the park. We'll meet in the next room to discover the meadow in Cabañeros Park in spring.